If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you happen to be a resident of the city of Johannesburg, this is where we need to be a lot more mindful about not defaulting on residential taxes and rates and taxes that might be due. To tell us more about this, especially where there are concerns of a blacklisting warning for property owners in Johannesburg, we join on the line by the Group Chief Financial Officer for the city of Johannesburg, Teboho Moraka. Such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us, Gugu, and appreciate the opportunity. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you kindly, because this is a very important educational conversation that raises some warnings for us as South African or Joburg City residents who default on our rates and taxes. Talk to us about the potential blacklisting that could come up should we fail to recover our debts due to the city.
No, thanks for that question. I think let's start here. The city of Johannesburg is not in the business of trying to take businesses out of business or putting more pressure on residents over and above, obviously, the pressure that they are feeling now. But at the end of the day, we provide services, particularly water, sewage, electricity, and refuse. Just to name a few, that we also pay for, and therefore we are expecting payment from our residents and businesses. As you would know, Google, too, in any business, if you are paying out more than you are getting in, mm-hmm. as inflows, it puts the business under strain, and municipalities are so that's why we then, as part of our collection process, we decided that it's time to invoke one of the clauses in our credit management policy, which is making sure that we use any alternative or any opportunity to collect our debts, and blacklisting our names to credit bureaus is one of those. We'll only do that, obviously, after communication with residents, whether it's SMS, letters, and calls to residents to tell them, please come in and pay. And if you can't afford to pay the total amount, at least enter into an acknowledgement of debt.
Is there a time frame?
Look at your... Yeah. So you can walk into the city of Johannesburg at any time if you've got outstanding debt. Everyone gets their statements to get an acknowledgement of debt. We've actually made it even easier. You can go to www.e-joburg.org, so e-joburg.org.za, where you can enter into an acknowledgement of debt as well. We'll obviously assess your financial situation mm-hmm. and come up with a fair compromise on in terms of you paying off your debt. But we'd like to stress to residents that, you know, payment of services is critical for the municipality to do what they're supposed to do. Because at the end of the day, we need to pay Eskom, rent, water, fix whatever needs to be fixed in the city, the water leaks and the likes. We can only do that with funds. And the payment levels in the city and probably generally in all metros has been dipping in the last few years, putting significant pressure on all of us. Mm-hmm. And we are not like state entities, for example, where we can just go and say we need a bailout. Mm-hmm. We really, as different sphere of government, and we are on our own. So we need to push and push hard in terms of cash collections.
Is there, a date as to when this will be implemented, or has it already begun to take place?
No, it's already begun. So in the next few weeks, so like I said, those defaulting customers that we have tried our level best to come to some sort of arrangement with, we've engaged them, we've disconnected, and they are still not coming forward. We will start with that process. Like I said, it's already part of our debt management policy. So all we are doing now is really making sure that we are implementing it to the full. So it's nothing new. It's no new policy that we needed to approve. It's been there. We need to activate it now, because if we don't, the financial situation in the city of Johannesburg will worsen.
And maybe let's talk about that financial situation, especially when it comes to the debt bill exceeding your revenues from residential property owners and businesses. Contextualize the numbers for us.
So if you look at it, as at the 28th of Feb, so the 29th of Feb, sorry, the leap year, we are sitting at a debtor's book of 53 billion. Now, that is a move from July when we started the financial year, where we were at 48 billion. So that debtors book has grown by 5 billion in the last 11 months. And like I say, you know, we still have expenses to pay for bulk electricity, bulk water, all other services that we do, and salaries to employees. So it's an untenable situation that we are facing, where inflows are almost close, or even in some months lower than outflows. So we can't have that kind of situation moving forward, and that's why it's essential that we go aggressive in terms of cash collections. But at the same time, Google, I just want to say to residents and businesses, we are also trying to make it easier for them to do business with us, and that's why we're trying to digitize as much as possible. That's why Joburg is there. You can even upload your meter readings on that platform. We are coming up with a new customer relation management system as well, so that we make it easier for residents to engage with the city. But I think the key thing is payment of services. We've seen a culture of non-payment. Mm. We've seen a culture of illegal connections to electricity and water, illegal reconnections, and we are clamping down on that quite aggressively. I don't know if you have seen, but 20 people were arrested by City Power earlier this week. We'll do the same for water, because that's where we are also bleeding quite a lot in terms of non-revenue water.
On that note, as you mentioned, there's been non-payment, and we do see that typically as an area of protest or protest action by residents for the lack of adequate service delivery. I know that's not up your alley, because you just take care of the numbers and balancing the books, but help us understand how you engage with some of your peers and other stakeholders to fully comprehend the impact not only of payment protests, but following through with the necessary service delivery.
So you see, and I've said it before, during some engagements with businesses, because what we do is we do visit some of the big businesses that we do business with that pay and who don't pay. And we also engage with other stakeholders. You'd know, even now, we are doing what we call public participation on the integrated development plan and the draft budget. And my engagements there with the residents and business is to say we are in a cash 22 situation. You would say to me, but Joburg Roads, for example, is not fixing that pothole. But to fix a pothole takes funds. And if we are not collecting, it becomes difficult, because then service providers will say, but we can't give you asphalt to fix that road, because you haven't paid us. So it becomes one of those deadly spirals where you would say, but service delivery is created. On my side as a CFO, I would say, but if you look at our collection levels and where our cash balances are, it's becoming difficult to service, to pay for services, to ensure that service delivery is dispensed. So that balancing act, we need to find it where let's pay for services and then 100% hold the city accountable for service delivery. We are not shy away from that. And the city manager, the mayor, and the mayoral committee engages quite frequently with residents in terms of service delivery. But that will be affected. You can just imagine, if there's no cash inflows, there's no way you can dispense service delivery. So we find ourselves in that downward spiral if that's going to be the case of withholding of payments, then affecting the municipality's ability to dispense service delivery.
100%. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mr. Moraka, and providing clarity on this particular issue. And most importantly, opening up the door for communication for City of Joburg residents who might be unable to settle their debt, to reach some level of engagement and agreement with the City of Johannesburg in that regard. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time you've given us. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Teboho Moraka, Group Chief Financial Officer at the City of Johannesburg, giving us some context that, should you fail to balance and pay out your outstanding credit balance with the City of Johannesburg for rates and taxes, then you could potentially face blacklisting. As he's elaborated, there's a process, much like any other institution would do. They'd reach out, they'd contact you. So again, it's on us as consumers that when you get the call, answer. have some kind of payment agreement. It might not be very comfortable, especially given that many of us as South Africans need our homes, and this could have far-reaching ripple effects. But the city as an institution also needs to earn revenue in order to pay for the services that we require. Yes, we're well aware. Sometimes the services aren't always rendered efficiently or effectively, but it's a balancing act. So, tough one, but we all need to play our role as institutions and individuals of society to make sure the ecosystem essentially works.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.